Hello?
Hello?
Is this Ruth?
No, this is Linda.
Oh, right.
Who am I talking to?
Pardon?
Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Nancy Gilmer in Houston area.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
How are you? They are having it today.
Well, I saw that they were, but I did notice that when I went to WebEx, it said 9 o'clock. So I don't think it's supposed to be 9 o'clock, but...
What area are you?
Pacific Coast. I'm at Lake Tahoe.
Well, I'm in Central Zone, and I thought if it's 7 a.m. on the Pacific, then it would be 9 o'clock here.
It would be. This is Martha Sue, and I haven't heard anything to say that we're at a different time. What did you see, Linda, that said 9?
When I went on to the WebEx, it said join 9 a.m. But Ruth's not going to do that. She's not going to change the thing. Are you on the WebEx, Martha Sue?
I pulled it up so that I could see it. I'm going to have to cut it off in a minute because I'll be driving. But she's got all the pages up.
Yeah. And she sent an email out late last night.
Oh.
It does have, the only people I see on the WebEx are myself and Dennis and Ruth.
Oh, no. Well, then if she starts on that, I'm not there. I didn't go in and register.
Yeah.
So she's on there then.
Oh, okay.
Nancy, is this your first time to join the call?
It is, and it started last week, didn't it? I completely forgot last week. Is this the first time? But it was from...
It's been all last week, and it was wonderful.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on to the... I'm trying to get on to the actual WebEx.
Uh-huh.
And the password is for success?
Yes, with a capital S.
Yeah.
And no space.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I was waiting on the phone for a long time. And I was on very early, and so I was waiting, and evidently the phone shut off, and I didn't know it.
Oh.
That was a mean trick.
I guess everybody decided to sleep in today. Oh, sorry. I can't believe everybody slept in. Somebody would be on the call.
This is Nancy, and I'm sorry I completely forgot last week. I don't know why I was thinking it was starting a little later, like this week, but anyway, I messed up.
Oh, well, that's all right. My phone was off. I don't even know. So, I don't know exactly when it shut off. Good morning, everybody. Glad you're here with us. And I have my desktop up, and so I can't see people on the WebEx, but I have some different things. I don't know if you got my email. And so on the page, are you able to see my page since I have the desktop?
Yes.
Can you see the WebEx?
Yes, I can, Ruth.
Oh, thank you. And let's... hop right in and go ahead with our agenda, which I sent out. So, happy Martin Luther Remembrance Day today. And this is, I think he set a good example for us just in stepping out and saying, this is right, and let's do something about it. And that's how I feel about this program, in recognizing that the chronic diseases that are epidemic in our country today and around some of the world, mostly in our country today, are related to inflammation. And all of them have that as inflammation as a common denominator, and we can do something about it. Now, in fact, I studied a class on Dash On by a lady named Kathy Abascal, and she has a book out. It's called To Quiet Inflammation for Health and Weight Loss. And what she is saying, she has a bunch of different degrees in medical and scientific primarily, and she's a very good teacher. And the program she's running is just really essentially the very same as what we have. It's just she teaches an elimination diet for the first week. And I've kind of been busy just since we talked last time with fixing, getting the slides fixed. Well, not the slides, but the food choices charts fixed, because I had tried to bring them onto PowerPoint and gave up on that, and now they're here on Publisher, and I can send them as a PDF for everybody. And I think we will be able to put them, and we'll be able to put them on the web on the website as a PDF with hopefully all the corrections made and a few changes. For one thing, the protein block on the NECAM body balance should have been one scoop, not three scoops. Three scoops was a whole meal. Okay, so the first thing that we want to do then today is share. First of all, I want to ask if there's anyone on who hasn't been on before and needs to go over the food chart.
Well,
if you haven't followed the food chart before. Yes?
Now, Ruth, I wasn't on last week, but is it something that I already am kind of into from what I sent you? Is that the food chart you're talking about? The alkaline foods versus acidic foods?
No, this is our, well, the food chart, first, I should have said the 10-point system for a perfect day.
Oh, no. But you have that archived?
That's on the website, yes.
Okay.
That's on our website. It hasn't changed, but there's going to be one change that I'm going to make on that. I'm going to put point number 10, the bed snack. I'm going to say that the snack is going to be two snacks. We're going to have two snacks, but we're not going to say it's a bedtime snack anymore. Kathy Abascal, in my class on that I went to on Saturday, I'll be going to either Saturday or Tuesday, explained, which I'm not ready to explain, but did explain to me and to the class that the rhythms of our body, if we eat at night, will break up our readiness to sleep. And since I have been having kind of a sleep problem, I tried it for two nights, and I have slept at least twice as long as I had been sleeping, which was definitely not long enough. And so whether you want to have a snack, your snack at night, well, that will be up to you. But I will still have the two snacks, but I'm going to combine those. The snack will be number 8 and 9 and the 10. I had changed it, and I thought it was going to be up on this slide today, but either maybe I didn't save it, and so I will just make, it's an easy change to make, and I'll fix it, and then it will go on our web, YB Hurton site, corrected. Is there any question about that? I'm excited to share with you some of the things I'm learning in this class. But it is basically the same thing as we are doing. So we have the 10 points. And if there's anyone that would like to share the success, I think that Martha Sue is going to go over maybe the points in that tomorrow a little bit more with the measuring and the reporting, because she's doing reporting on Tuesday. But you can report every day at the first of the class if you would like to on the other days. If you want to report how many points you had for the whole last week, if you want to have a report just for the day before, just a quick number of points. I had 5 points, just getting started and getting everything going. You can say something like that, or you can just tell us a success. So anyone have that, please speak up.
Yeah, I have lost 1.5 pounds, and that's not even doing everything I'm supposed to do, but I'm so thrilled over that it's really motivating me to... My auto ship hasn't got here yet, but I am really excited to be real true blue on this program.
Great, Sharon. Thank you for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody shares a success with us, I know it affects everybody else on the program, on the call. So thank you. Let us look at the chart. I was awake this time when I was working on it, and so I think I've got the blocks. Remember to change the blocks. Three of each one of these food blocks that makes the amount for women, and 4 blocks for men for your meals, and 1 block each protein, fat, and carb per snack, one of each. Now, one of the things that with the realization over these years that you don't need quite as much protein as we've been eating, you can lessen that, but you still need to have that, especially for the protein snack, or for the snack, and stay, and you'll still lose weight. But you do, what this inflammation program is that you have to balance, have it in balance. Do 1/3 of your protein and your carbs. I would recommend you just go ahead and follow this like it is, because it will work. Here are the charts, and you have them sent to you. If you're on the line and you didn't receive an email from me, or haven't been, send me to nothurtin@gmail.com. This was sent to you this morning also. Just in general, the ones that are most acidic, the acidic and the lowest acid, and then the alkaline.
Ruth, lowest. Can I tell you something? You sent this chart to our family, and Clyde printed it off. And this one that we're looking at right here, last evening, our daughter-in-law and my son were in our office looking at that chart. And you cannot imagine how that helped them to understand what we ought to be doing with our body. And they were very excited just to look at this lowest alkaline most, and all the others, and they were beginning to understand why I've been trying to do some things different.
Well, good.
Anyway, I appreciate this chart. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your charts.
This one I swiped off online. I don't even know what it was from. It was just a basic acid alkalinity chart. So,
well,
I put it on here, but that's about it. Pardon me?
It gets people to thinking. Hey,
yes,
can I tell you about on your grain cereals right there? When I was in Utah, this doctor recommended that I look at this idea of eating foods that were alkaline. And in the chart that he gave me, it specifically said that there was a cereal that Costco sold that was in the area of being in the alkaline. And it was the one with pumpkin seeds in it. So you guys might be interested in that.
The one that has, I think, the highest protein content and is... the least in the cereals to be acidifying as quinoa.
Quinoa.
And I was just reading a little bit about that last night, and said if you roast it a little bit in the oven, and I think it pops open, and then it gets, when you cook it, then it has a real nutty flavor. Well, I'm nuts about nuts, so I thought that sounded really good. I have to try it.
And in case they don't know how to spell that, it's Q-U-I-N-O-A, I think.
That's correct.
Yes.
This is Nancy. I have a question. I'm in Texas, so this call is at 9 o'clock, and I really hadn't noticed how at 9 o'clock is when I have so many commitments, so it's hard for me to get on the call. I was not sure about my points. I'll have a question. I have cardio strides, although I've just about worn them out from all these years. If I am wearing those all day long, I know after 2 weeks your metabolism is boosted, you know, just unbelievably. Is it possible for me to count the points for exercising just wearing those and going about my day, you know, because on this chart it has, you know, exercise and your nutrition before you eat this and that, and I'm not a detailed person. So does that count?
Well, it depends on if you're sitting down. And if you're, and when you're you're exercising in the cardio stride with or without, then you need to be going along at a pretty good clip.
Yeah.
And so that would be the difference. If you're walking, if you're walking back and forth, up and down and all around, and you're hiking right along, well then I would count it. But if you're moseying along,
I know not.
Yeah, if you're doing
sitting
the best, you
doesn't do much. I understand.
I knew you. That was sort of a joke.
I know.
Okay, but that was a very good question, Nancy.
Bruce?
Yes.
This is Mary Lou.
Pardon me?
This is Mary Lou.
Oh, hi,
did
Mary
I misunderstand Nancy's question? Nancy, were you asking about that exercise before the meal, the 5 to 15 minutes before a meal?
Right. I'm just putting my cardio strides on like I did way back when we first got them, and I'm just wearing them about my day. Cleaning the house, chasing grandkids, meeting clients, whatever. I'm just saying that is how I am thinking I am covering the exercise point for the day. And I'm just saying, is that valid?
Well, the main thing, Nancy, is that you want to probably increase your heart rate a little bit when you're doing that. But and the other thing is, are you trying to lose weight or not?
Oh, yeah. I have about 30 pounds I need to lose, yes.
And so, you know, you want to be able to do enough exercise so that you're losing the weight. And so your scale will tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Just with the holidays, Christmas and all, a girlfriend and I in the neighborhood were walking, and I know when I walk with my cardio strides on, I break a sweat. She doesn't have them, and she doesn't break a sweat. So I'm thinking, okay, when I am out walking over hill and dale, I know I'm really raising my heart rate. But in the meantime, I thought, well, at least I am wearing them, going around the house and going up the stairs and down the stairs, so it should be doing something.
Right. I know it does. Okay, any other questions? So how about anybody, all of you that have been on for the last week, how's it going?
The cardio strides can sure wear you out.
It's this whole program. I just jumped on the scale, and I have a problem, but every Monday I meet with which will be 88 this next Wednesday. We get together. Well, today's a holiday, and so another friend came over. Well, then Mary Nell made this wonderful pastry, you know, sugar and refined flour, and her birthday, you know, so it was kind of the celebration of her birthday. So then I sat there and had this piece of this pastry with coffee. I went, well, I am so acidified, I cannot believe what I just did to myself. But it's a matter of hurting someone's feelings because you're, you know, in this celebration thing. And so I have a real challenge with that, and staying true to the diet without being an affront to people. So I guess to overcome this in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be drinking water like crazy to overcome this today and really concentrating on the alkaline food. But another thing in starting this program, I am amazed at how many times I reach for, I don't know, dried fruit or a cookie left over from Christmas and all, and how I have pulled my hand back and go, no, you can't do that. And I've got to get these things out of the house. But at least it has made me aware of how I have gotten to where I am.
Nancy, can I share with you what I tell people? And they understand this, is that I tell them I am allergic, and I really am. I have fibromyalgia. And I tell them if I eat anything with wheat in it or sugar in it, that it will inflame my muscles. And you can, you know, people will not be offended if you don't eat their treat.
Right. Well, I don't have fibromyalgia. I mean, that'd be a bold-faced lie if I did it.
I can't say that. But
I mean,
your body is allergic to it. You just don't show it as dramatically as I do.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're all allergic.
Yeah. I have discovered I'm hypersensitive to sugar, and I just can't do this anymore. So, okay.
Well, it's very acidic if you have a choice. Maybe it will be teaching her something, just found that. That it's a common denominator for a lot of people, and especially for me. I think that's a good point that Karen has made, is that you have to figure out something you're going to say, and maybe maybe you can take a picture of the chart and show her.
Yeah, that's true.
Things that are not that are unhealthy.
Uh huh.
Oh, something I was going to ask you. That was a good comment anyway. Good to bring that up, but I forgot what I was going to ask you when talking about that.
Can I report my points for the week?
Yes, you certainly may.
It's Mary Lou, and this was my first week, and I got 59 points, and so I averaged 8.5 a day. And you know, it's interesting, just like Nancy was just sharing. We decided, my husband and I both decided that, you know, one day a week we will allow ourselves to do whatever we want. And so we had decided that would probably be Sunday. And, you know, once this is ingrained in your brain, you're going to be careful anyway. Well, this time it had to be Saturday because we had a big dinner planned. We had a couples event we had to be at and stuff, and other people cooking for us. And it did help knowing what was put before me, acidic food that I ate, but not as much as I normally would. I did come home and tried my darndest to get get more jade greenzymes in me and more water. So, but you know what? I ended up with one day with a 5. So, boy, it can really goof up your whole score for the week.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Mary Lou. Very helpful.
Yeah.
And in saying that, and so did you feel any different? That's what I was thinking about asking Nancy when she ate that. Well, did it make you feel different? Did you ache or have a...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Neither one of us felt good. We felt achy, full, almost sick. So we didn't eat that much of it.
Yeah, I have just come home from doing exactly what I said because it's Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
I go over there, and so this teaching friend was off today, so she was there. And so Mary Nell was celebrating, and so we had it. So I just feel higher in the kite. I have more energy from that caffeine and all that, and I am very aware of it. Whereas before, it would have just been, well, I mean, I've been aware of it for years, how, whoa, I can tell a difference, and it's a yucky feeling rather than just a wonderful, nutritious energy feeling. Yes.
I know that I certainly, I feel that I get those aches in my neck or my head. And we've shared before on some of the calls where I go and greet the Greenzymes and fix it up. Got to be sure you have some Greenzymes that you're going to have a day. And, you know, the comment on Mary Lou deciding whether they're going to do whatever they want on one day. And that's the thing. If you're doing everything right and you have one little day when you have something, I certainly wouldn't eat anything with wheat in it because I really react. And the wheat, the thing about if you have tried going without all the wheat and its relatives, which leaves you a whole lot of different kinds of grains to eat or make bread out of or whatever, but not having any of the gluten, be gluten-free. If you decide to take a little vacation from eating that and eat some of that, that my nature path tells me that if you eat a pin drop of gluten type grain, then it will stick with you for about a month or more, and it takes a long time for you to be able to get it out of your digestive system. And so I don't change on that. I don't skip and have some of that, but there are a lot of other things I can have. Another thing that really works for me is I give myself the liberty of having all the almonds that I want, which I eat those a lot, usually with a little bit of fruit. And I was happy to hear this lady that I went to put to the class, Kathy Abascal, said, yes, you can eat I didn't even ask her. She said, anybody can eat all of the nuts they want. People who eat nuts, she said, don't gain weight on them. They don't.
Will we lose weight if we're eating nuts?
I don't know. I didn't lose weight just eating nuts. I have to stick to my...
Yeah, because you don't need to lose weight.
And I was talking to Rebecca Weens, Ed Weens' wife, and I wasn't talking about it. She said... We were just talking, and she said, I eat nuts all the time. She's a nurse, and she walks from the hospital. She says, I always have almonds in my pocket. And I thought, whoa, that's what I do everywhere I go, because if I get hungry, I know I can't eat any of the gluten things, and so I always have some nuts. So if I'm hungry, I can eat some of those, and I don't gain weight with them. And I probably have eaten a half cup or so at a time at some time. When I'm driving, particularly. Another thing about almonds is that they're pretty anti-cancer. And so I figure I'll never be able to get cancer eating this many almonds.
Ruth, did you know, this is Kathleen. When you're speaking of almonds, I can't say the right recipe, but you can take those almonds and soak them for maybe 6 hours and then put them in the dryer for a while, and they're just wonderful.
Really?
Yeah, they aren't quite so hard and crunchy, and they just are, they're not sprouted exactly, but they're lighter, easier. I just love them.
I'll have to give that a try. You know, I had some leftover kind of almond meal that I ground up a bunch of almonds and didn't use it all, and last night we were having some fish, and so I rolled the... I added some flaxseed to it because I wanted a little bit more, and flaxseed, that'll be good for me. And I take flaxseed. I keep my flaxseed in the freezer because it gets rancid soon. So I take out about a cup of it at a time to utilize in my smoothies and things, and I grind that up. And so I had some ground up flax and some ground up almond, and I rolled the fish in it for Dennis and I. And then I cooked it in coconut oil, a little bit of coconut oil.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Oh, that is good.
And it was really easy and simple. Of course, when you have those things already ground up, that makes it really easy and very, very quick.
How do you grind it?
Just a little food processor. I use a target. A bullet. That little bullet thing. It's really good for pulverizing or grinding seeds or anything like that. In a small amount. Very quick.
Ruth, may I interject something here about the little bullet? What I do is for my face, it's a very good mask or even a cleansing, is to take rolled oats in kind of oatmeal and pulverize it in that bullet. And then when you wash your face with that and then leave it on for 10 to 15 minutes, your skin is so smooth. And I started with Mary Kay back in the early 70s, and at that time, that's the way the mask came, as, you know, little dry oatmeal. They always told us it was made of oatmeal. And I'm thinking now, it was probably pure oatmeal, and we were paying a premium price for that ground-up oatmeal. But anyway, that's just something else that we can do for, it's very good for cleansing the skin. And I even heard Dr. Oz mention that on his program for the face.
That's a good idea. Thanks for sharing that, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
How did you moisten it to use it on the face, or what did you do?
Just water.
Water.
And
okay.
distilled water. I put it over in the, I was mixing it in a little bowl and then putting it on, but I found that if I wet the palm of my left hand and then with my right hand, I just, and of course your fingers are wet when you dip in and get some, and then smooth it around in the palm of your hand, and I just do it that way. But it cleanses the pores, being, you know, a little grainy like that.
But it's a good mask.
That's great.
Okay, well, bring your recipes and that type of success as well to the call each day, and we'll be helping each other and supporting each other. And tomorrow morning we'll be Martha Sue Yeary and talking about the measuring chart. And I do have a measuring chart on here, but I feel like it needs a little updating, so I'm going to try to fix that up, and it'll be just the same. I will just make a new drawing. So I'll
That's
get
cool.
that fixed up.
Hi, Ruth, it's Martha Sue. Y'all, you girls are great. I've been listening, I'm driving, but y'all are great. This has been a really informative call, and I just want to say real quickly, that Nancy in Texas, well, it's cool, Nancy in Dallas, you know, when you're talking about how to say no to something, I remember a long time ago when we were doing this, with the lifestyle calls, and somebody said to me, I really have a hard time saying no about things. And I haven't had a drink since November of 1994. And what I said to her was, do you drink? And she said, no. And I said, well, what if I offered you something to drink? And she said, oh, I'd say no. And I said, well, you know what? There's nobody that loves margaritas better than me. Nobody. But if somebody offered me one, I'd say no. So why couldn't I say no to somebody offering me a piece of cake? Because the margaritas could kill me, but so could the cake. And so when you look at it, like, I understand the respect, and if you really feel like it's the respect thing, you need to honor that person, then just tell them that it's something that you can't eat because of what you've learned, what it would do to your body, just like something that you know you couldn't do. And they'll respect you from that. Ruth's exactly right about saying maybe you would educate them. So even the 88-year-old lady could learn some things about how to live longer than 88. But you guys are great. And Ruth, I did not get your email last night or this morning, so... if you've got something else you need me to see, would you please send that again or send it to me?
Okay. Is anybody else didn't get the email?
I got one last night, but nothing this morning. That's Kathleen.
I didn't send one this morning.
And the one I put, one I got last night was that you'll be doing one of these at 6 p.m. tonight.
Yes, that's the one I got.
I'm not doing one at 6 p.m. Mine says 7 a.m. Monday through Friday on it. That's the first thing. And it says the agenda.
That's probably this normal one, isn't it? The 6 p.m. tonight?
That's right. Thank you. That would be Dennis talking about his call.
Okay.
Okay,
I
guys.
I said Ruth Mital Wellness, so he might check. I'll check that when I look at it.
Okay, so did anybody get my call that says that had the agenda on it?
Yes, I did. This is Linda.
Oh, great.
I'm trying to go look and see if I did, because I don't remember it when I came down here.
Just email me.
10:40,
Ruth. That's 10:39:43. Yeah. So if anybody on the call did not receive the email that I sent out, then maybe you're probably not on my list. And so I need to know that. And if I don't have your email, so speak up. And if I don't know your email, then you're going to have to send me a note. Email me.
Ruth, you've got to send it to the same. It's the same as Clyde's, only you have to add.
I've got yours. Okay, to one Karen. That's what I have you under. Okay, so I'll
pick
that. Because
I didn't get anything from you.
Okay, Clyde did. I can see him on the list.
Well, I'm looking here, Ruth, and I did not either.
Who is that?
Nancy. I did not get it.
Oh, Nancy. Is this Nancy Gilmer?
Yes.
All right, Nancy. I have yours, so I'll put you on.
Martha Sue.
You did not.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
That's right. You're not on the list. I can see who I sent it to on my printout.
Okay.
So, okay. Looks like Mary Dean must have gotten it twice. Okay. Anybody else would like to have it? Okay.
This is Kathleen. I must be on the list. I'm sure I'm on the list, but I didn't get anything but that one about.
No, you're not.
Okay. That's the only one I got is the 6 p.m.
You're not in my group list.
Oh.
So I'll tell you, that's what I'm doing, is putting you into the group list.
Okay,
Ruth,
thank you.
Ruth, this is Steve. Did you, am I on the list?
I have you on the list. If you did not get it, then I have not got the right email. So I'll check.
I'll check.
Okay. Good.
I'm not in a place where I can look right at the second, so.
Okay, yeah, your name is on my in the list, but I don't know if it's the right email,
okay.
Steve.
All right. Yeah, steve@allswell.org.
May I interject here for all of you that are listening? I am so impressed with what Ruth has been doing for all of us with these charts. This takes hours of time, and I am so grateful, Ruth, for what you are doing, and I just think all of us need to give you a huge hug over the phone.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I second that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your patience, because I know last week was a horrendous week for us, and some of the charts I know I was doing on very much too little sleep. And they weren't very good, but, you know, I'm the person who says, well, let's just jump in and get started, and we'll fix it up as we go along. So I guess from the beginning of NECAN, I've taught that you don't have to be perfect to do NECAN. You just do it and get started, and you can get better as you go. So you guys have a great day, and and thank you very much, Karen, for your compliment, and I appreciate it very much, because I have been working very hard on this, and so we'll okay, well, I've been enjoying it, though. I really enjoy it.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.